Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Reporting to you live from New York City. What's up, guys? What's up, what's up, what's up? Yes, I'm in here with the girls, and they're doing their remote learning and doing their little normal routines. And we went out this morning, early this morning, guys, because Dunkin' Donuts, I didn't know it was open. So we went and got us some Dunkin' Donuts this morning. And, you know, came back, got a little inspired. And what happened? Brooklyn, what happened? Be nice, okay? Sugar Foot, you want to tell the people good morning? You want to say good morning? Say good morning.
Good morning.
You having a good day? Brooklyn, want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Brooklyn's in here doing Eureka math as usual. Anyway, guys, yeah, so the girls had their little, Brooklyn, what kind of donuts did y'all have?
Strawberry.
We had pink frosting with some sprinkles. We have vanilla donut. It was good.
It was a vanilla in there?
Yeah.
In the inside?
Oh. No vanilla in the inside. It was just regular donuts.
Oh. Well, they had some kind of sprinkly strawberry thing, but they didn't give me any. And so anywho, but anyway, I don't like all that sweets like that. Yes, I'm a Halloween baby. I was born on Halloween, but I don't like too much sweet stuff. Not when it comes to them donuts. Just give me the plain Jane, you know, period. But anyway, guys, I wanted to do a special bonus message this morning, guys. I'm just finding out. I'm so late. It's been so much going on, guys. My schedule is so full, from virtual meetings to just like, you know, blogging, business, the kids, prepping, moving, grooving, everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it was brought to my attention that, oh my God, one of the best ever to do it. Do you hear me? Betty Wright. God bless her soul. Happy Mother's Day in heaven, Betty Wright. You know what I'm saying? I made my first daughter off of Betty Wright. Tonight is the night. Yes. Let me tell y'all something. Oh, man. Because Mr. Charlie is just a man. Yo, Betty Wright got some hits. You hear me? Like, oh, man. Yes. Big up to the soul sister. Yes. All of us love us some Betty Wright. Yes, sweetie.
Guys.
London want to say something too, guys. Say, go ahead and say it.
Guys, I'm gonna drink my milk, and I'm gonna get some of Brooklyn stickers.
Okay, she's plotting to get some of Brooklyn stickers. London's up to her little shenanigans early in the morning. No. Go do your blocks. Go build your blocks, and go finish doing your work. Go take it to Brooklyn so she can give you one. You gotta share, okay? Take it to her. London wants to be the boss all the time. Brooklyn, give her one. Be nice, but be nice to your little sister. Brooklyn's bossy, London's bossy. Listen, it's a boss marathon in here, you understand? But best believe they have to pipe it down when mama boss comes through, okay? Because I don't want them bickering and backering and fighting over this little dollar store stuff. Thank God we still able to go to the dollar store. And guys, not for nothing, big love shout out to all those that are still battling with the COVID-19. Guys, the COVID-19 is not gone. Please, 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 guys, stay safe. Stay blessed. You already know what you got to do. Do it, you know? We don't have to talk about the same thing every day, but I will let y'all know that health is always priority first. You understand? Like, your health is everything. Without your health, you can't be nothing. You can't do nothing. You understand? So at the end of the day, make sure you get giving your body what your body needs, and drink water, 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 guys. Yes. But back to what I was saying. Big shout out to Betty Wright. Yes. God bless you. And I was doing some research this morning, doing a little blog and a little research. And she also has a daughter out there. You know, big up to you, too. I got to do a little bit more research. But, oh, man, the legacies that get passed down when you have that music and soul. And that's what I want for my children. I love music. Since a little kid, I mean, when I knew that I could write songs and sing and rap and stuff like that, I just wanted everybody to know, you know, that I was this and I was that. So at the end of the day, I just started, you know, making my little songs and, you know, linking up with a few producers and beat makers. And, hey, I was popping. But I wasn't pushing myself as much to get out there like I used to get out there. But I had women like Betty Wright, you know what I'm saying, Whitney Houston, you know what I'm saying, Mahalia Jackson. Like, I always had soul connected to my soul, you know, Aretha Franklin, you know, Anita Baker, you know what I'm saying, Mariah Carey. Like, I was always listening to something that just could, you know, hey, that keep me on La La World, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Big up, big ups, big ups to all my soul queens out there. All my soul queens in heaven. You understand? Like the Black Diamond, understand. Very educated, knowledge Black woman. Understand me, okay? I know my culture. I know where I came from. Hold on, guys. Yes, Brooklyn.
I need help, please.
You're going to have to draw these angles out. So get you a separate piece of paper because we got to send your teacher an email. That's what I had told you the first time, Brooklyn. You got to draw it out. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Get your paper and so you can draw your angles. Okay, Jugaboo. Okay. Yeah, guys. So, you know, the girls is being the girls as usual in the midst of me being great. You know, they always first. So, at the end of the day, you know, got to make sure they're good.
What is the right angle?
Yeah, so you're going to draw your right angle, draw your quadrilateral angle, and do what you got to do. On a separate sheet of paper, Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah, so Brooklyn is on the Eureka Math, and they're doing this week, they're doing the quadruple. Brooklyn, what are y'all doing? Quadrilaterals? Quadrilaterals, parallels, grids, maps. Listen, hey, we have a school over here, okay? Because she only in third grade, and it's a little tricky for me. So, hey, we all go through the struggle when it comes to this elementary education. Let's get to it, you know? But, guys, not for nothing. The Black Diamond loves y'all. This was just a bonus message. I'm feeling very joyful today on Tuesday doing a little bonus podcast, you know. So I'm excited about that. And big shout-out to Anchor. Big shout-out to all my listener supports out there. And at the end of the day, guys, and at the end of every episode, if you want to send your girl a message, there's a link for you to send me a message directly if it's positive enough. I will put it on my podcast because we need as much positive energy as we can get in this world to vibrate, you know, good health and wealth and knowledge to the people. Yes, and everything. Look, Chugafoot, we probably got to go back out to the store, okay? Hold on a minute. So this baby drinks milk like a little baby cow. So, you know, at the end of the day. And Chugafoot, I just put that milk in your cup. That was the rest of the milk in your chocolate syrup.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so you gotta drink some juice. Okay, we gotta go back out to go get some drink no more in there. Here. Okay. So this little girl, you know, she wanna drink milk all day. And then I try to give her a little water. She'll drink her water and a little fruit juice here and there, but she is milk. So I buy the lactate milk. It's 1% lactate. It's very good and healthy, but that milk is $8. Woo! It's expensive. Milk and food and everything that went up since the pandemic. Let's talk about it, you know? But we got to stay on top and we got to stay healthy. So, you know, hey, boiling this ginger right now. Got to keep it on. Got to keep it flowing. Got to keep it growing. Got to keep it knowing. You know what I'm saying? So, to all of you out there, big ups. I love you guys. Stay inspired. Stay encouraged. Stay in the know. It was so much going on my end and back home and busy with the girls. You know, Betty Wright and big love shout out to Little Richard as well. Oh, man, we lost some greats. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have so much be going on in our lives so we don't tune in as much as possible. And I don't want to never, you know, big up to my legends when they're where it started at, you know. They are where it started at as far as, like, the vision, the dream, the direction of which way you should go with the love and the snakes and the what's really going on with the world and the men mindset and You know, Mr. Charlie's just a man. Oh, man. What? Betty White? Yo, son. Like, oh, man. But, yeah, big ups to her and her family. God bless you guys. Y'all in my thoughts and prayers. Although, you know, the world viewed her as a beautiful legend, and y'all view her as a beautiful legend, it still is pain there when you lose a loved one. So, you know, big condolences, you know, my heartfelt memories of her, and I'm wishing you all the best to carry on her legacy. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, all we can do is do what God destined us to do, and that's shine bright like a diamond. Okay. Yes, so yes, big up to everybody out there, all my Betty White lovers. Y'all feel me right now. Y'all feel this energy that I'm giving out right now, all my Betty White lovers. What? Like, we can talk about this all day, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I love all the legends. You know what I'm saying? Because they taught me the way. They showed me the ropes of, you know, what music can really do with telling the story of how things really is, or how things really went, or how it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So I love all the greats. Big Pop, all them. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Total, SWV. Like, when I was 14, 15 years old, I'm them the artists that's been played in my car. You hear me? So that's what I grew up on. Hip hop made me. You hear me? So at the end of the day, you know, oh, London, she back here, want to talk some trash now. What is it, Sugarfoot? What you want to say to the people? Okay, she said she will go get her some milk. London, okay. Yeah, my little London, she keeps me going. She kept me going. She keeps me going. Keep me on all 10 toes. Keep me on all 10 toes. Okay, baby, get down in a minute. Yeah, so, you know, she want her way with every little thing. And as soon as this pandemic passes over, hopefully we'll see some type of sunshine before the year is out, you know. Right now, it was in the 40s this morning out here in New York. So it was a little breezy out. So we just ran out and ran back in. We had our mask on, doing our social distance thing, our 6 feet apart thing. Soon as the Dunkin' Donuts is open where we can walk in, so thank God for that. And then we was the first ones in there and the first ones out. In and out. Yeah. So, guys, just for nothing, guys, keep your energy up. Keep your health up. Get your immune boosters. Stay on top of everything. And know that integrity, love, peace is everything, okay? Make sure you have integrity, love, and peace within yourself, so you will know how to share love and kindness and resources with other people out here who may need that little picker-upper. They don't know how to, you know, fix themselves up with the natural things in the grocery store for their body if they're going through something. You know what I'm saying? We have to know that what quarantine really means, you know, guys? Because quarantining, we really got to take it back to the old days, back to when our grandmothers was living. You know what I'm saying? Because my grandmother ain't raised no food, okay? I already know that we can grow what we want to have in our own gardens. You understand? And it always starts with the fruits and vegetables. So we know that this is what we need, but we don't want it. No, we want the pizza, the sub, the this, the that, you know what I'm saying? But we have to have our vegetables. We have to have it. You know, and I tell my baby all the time, because, oh, man, they just hate it when them greens is coming on. But I try to add a little sugar to it and a little meat to it so they'll eat it or whatever. But, whew, it's hard getting kids to eat greens these days. So now I'm going to just start letting them, they get a little green drink every now and then. With the smoothie, vegetable, fruit, and, you know, leafy things, so they can do what they gotta do. So, you know, we stand on top of our little things. We try to do what we can do to get the nutrients in their bodies. And now they're making all type of gummy vitamins that the children can eat. So at the end of the day, I want to, you know, stay on top of that and keep you guys on top of it too. Do your researches, do your studies and stuff like that. Google online and see what they have available or whatever for, you know, to keep you going. And a lot of stuff is getting delivered now. So check out the deliveries in your area and get what you need. You don't have to try to be out less if you don't have to be out, because at the end of the day, we need to see what's going on with this thing, because it's like it's just brushing away like a little rug. Not so, not so. You see everything ain't opening up, that means it ain't brushing like no rug, okay? So let's go, you know, and let's stay woke at the end of the day. So me and Mons ain't getting sick, so I would like to tell all my loved ones out there, all my friends, all my colleagues, if it's not a virtual meeting or nothing like that, or, you know, all my iPhone lovers, FaceTime people that's, you know, my personal colleagues that got access to me, then that's the only way you're going to see the black diamond, okay? Because at the end of the day, we're not making no moves, okay? New York can be paused, unpaused. We still going to be paused, okay, till we see where this disease go and what's going on. There's a lot of people up here that lost a lot of loved ones, okay? And we need answers. We can't just let it just, you know, flow in the air like it's just, you know, a wave, a water wave. Nah, this is some serious pain. This is some deep pain. Like, okay, all these people died. Now it's okay to go outside. Is it okay our kids to go back to school? Is it okay for us to go back to work? What y'all mean? Like, what's really going on? You know what I'm saying? So stay woke, guys. Stay woke. Enough about that. Stay woke. We already know we're hearing this every day on every line. I got to make sure it's on my line so y'all know that I'm over here on point as well. You know? So, but at the end of the day, I'm so thankful to the listener support team out there. And like I said, this was a special bonus message. I just could not get through today without giving Betty Wright a big shout out and a big love shout out. And, you know, condolences and, you know, sympathy to her family and her children. And, you know, keep the legacy alive. Keep the legacy alive. And until next time, guys, the Black Diamond loves you. I got to get back to the girls and, you know, do our regular Tuesday thing. So turn it up Tuesday, guys. Until next time, guys, be safe, be blessed.